Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Lamed Gimel. Ksuvas Lamed Gimel. We left off Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. We left off daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, right towards the bottom of the page, just to get our bearings. We had been discussing the Machlekes. We know when you have a punishment of Mammon and Malkus, if a person doesn't Avera, subject of Mammon and Malkus, so we say you don't get both punishments. You don't get both punishments. The question is, which punishment is the one that's destined to receive? Does he get the Malkus or the Mammon? So we first had, we had Ula. Ula first explains that the main punishment that would come would be the mummonus. Ula explains the main punishment would be mummonus, and he explains that the source of the idea is because tachas, we have zirashav, tachas. And then we had Rabbi Yechanan, who learns that the main punishment by mammon and malchus, you're not going to have both, the main punishment would be mammon. The main punishment is Malkus. Ula said the main punishment is Mammon. Rabbi Yechanan said the main punishment is Malkus. How does he know the main punishment is Malkus? So he said because he has the pasuk Kedei Rishasa, he tells me, Beis Din only gives a punishment for one of the Rishas, for one of the Averis, not both. And next to that pasuk Kedei Rishasa is Arbam Yakenu, is the pasuk of Arbam Yakenu. So it connects to Malkus. So he say Malkus is the primary punishment. So we have Machlekes Ula and Rabbi Yechanan. And the Machlekes is really based on different sources. Ula is from Gezeirah Shava of Tachas, and Rabbi Yechanan is from this Smichus, the connection between the Pasuk of Abraham Yakenu and the Pasuk of Kedei Rishasa. Ask the Gemara now. Rabbi Yechanan, my time, Lamekula. We're right at the bottom of Amid Beis, right at the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yechanan, last line of the page. My time, Lamekula, why isn't it like Ula? Why is the agreed Ula's drasha of Tachas? Says Gemara, Imkain, Batal, because Rabbi Yechanan will tell you, if you darsh Tachas to say that there's no Malkus, when you have Mammon and Malkus, the first punishment that we assume to give is Mammon over Malkus, that means, let's say we go back to our case of being Ma'anas a girl. And actually, the scenario where we had the question was that in our Mishnah, we're saying if one's Ma'anas, even his sister, even one of the Rayas, he's still going to be subject to the din of Knast. And we had the Mishnah in Makkus in the third parak, which says that one is who's Ma'anas, even one of the Arias, is subject to Malkus. That was our steerer. You can't have both Mammon and Malkus. And we have to come up with the scenarios how we're talking about a case, why in our case is Mammon, and in that case is Malkus. But says Rabbi Yechanan, if you're going to tell me that across the board, whenever you have Mammon and Malkus, the way Ula is saying, Mammon takes precedence, like our Mishnah, over Malkus, and the Mishnah over the Malkus is talking about a separate case, but our Mishnah is talking about the Iker case where Mammon takes precedence, that comes out that you're getting rid of the main punishment of the Lav, which is the Malkus, says the Gemara. In came betalta ervas achayis l'adik segala, you mevatel the issu the Lav of ervas achayis l'adik segala. Now what does it mean mevatel the Lav? There's a Lav here, just because no Malkus, you mevatel the Lav, so the way Rashi explains, look at the Barmash of the page. To part imkain to patar to balachis of Malkus, betal to lav shiva she'ainish lav Malkus. The typical einish for a lav is Malkus. Getting rid of Malkus is considering like getting rid of the lav. Ask Taisus, Bam Taisus, the obvious kasha. It's not really Rashi. Rashi is saying pash pashan the Gemara. It's a kasha on the svar of the Gemara b'chal. Ask Taisus, there's so many lavim where there's no Malkus. Lav sheva meisa, lav in the klasay. There's so many lavim where there's no Malkus. Are you going to tell me those lavim are not ikur lavim because there's no Malkus? Says Taisus, the bottom line. Taisus says, no. That's not a taina. Why? Tahi lav bar malkasi, because in those cases where it initially was lav sheva meisa, or lav in the klasay, it was never a lav that was given over to Malkus. However, aval hacha, the shaykh pay Malkus, but in a case where we know it's shaykh Malkus, but only because there's also a monetary payment you're going to take away the Malkus, then it bothers us that you take away the lav. Interesting, hagdar of Taisus. A lav which has with the Malkus, normally does not have with the Malkus. We would say the fact that you're not going to get Malkus is not considered it's missing its lav. Because this is not a lav which is given over Malkus. But a lav which is given over that has sometimes Malkus. And in some cases you can say there's no Malkus. Over there it's missing in the Iker lav, not getting Malkus. The obvious taina, of course, is, and the first deal with this, and the more really is going to ultimately come out with this, that, yeah, there's no Malkus there, there's still Kuris. A lav that still has courage, you're telling me you're missing. The lav is a warning not to do the sister. We're talking about a case of a chayse. He's ma'anis a chayse. Besides for the malkus shabai, there's a chayf courage over there. Yes, courage is not carried out by the adam, it's carried out by the shemayim. But still, it's not a valid enough idea behind a lav to say the Torah gave a lav and the power of punishment behind it is courage. If there's no malkus that's missing in the lav, b'kiddush in the Gemara's kasha, at least. Says the Gemara, chayvul chayvirnami. The Gemara says back to this taina. We're coming to explain that Rabbi Yechanan didn't like Ula's source because according to Ula, it comes out that the that the achayse is missing the ikr. Achayse is missing the ikr punishment, which is the lav, and it can't be that which is the malchus, and it can't be that the lav is missing malchus. Ask the Gemara. What do you mean? The two other cases that we already established on Taf Lamed Beis Barichas, and both Rabbi Yechon and Elul agreed to. They just explained what the sources are, but they both agreed that by chayvel bechaveray and by edim zaymim, in both those cases, this money is going to be the punishment and not the malchus. And in both those cases, it should be subject to malchus. The sources say that the psukim that there should be malchus, and yet the punishment is going to be mum and not malchus. So what's Rabbi Yechon going to do over there? Ask the Gemara. If your lumdus was they getting rid of the malchus of the lav, why don't you say the same thing by chayvel chaveri? Why don't you say betalt leyesef penyesef? You'd be mevatel the pasuk, the lav of leyesef penyesef. That's the pasuk of saying that the bezin shouldn't give extra lashes. We learn from there in general when one hits his friends, he's subject to malchus. Now we pointed out that if he does aka, that's worth the shavar pruta, then you pay money, and instead of the malchus, you pay money, which we said was a pella that a person does aka less than a pruta, he gets malchus, more than just one pruta's worth of damage, he's going to get off by paying a pruta of money and get away from the malchus. Okay, but the point is, when by chaver chaveray, you mevatel the paskal v'yesef in a case where it's a cover pruta by giving money. Similarly, idum zaymim, when you make the idum zaymim pay money instead of malchus, im kein betalto v'hayim benakis rasha. You being mevatel. We kept saying, by the way, in yesterday's daf or in daf on base, we learned it, of course, before Tisha B'Av, but we kept saying the source of the Malkus is Leisana. Here they see the Gemara. This really connects the Gemara and Malkus Daf Beis, which also connects Leisana to V'Hayim Ben Hakas Rasha. Here the Gemara says clearly the Malkus, the source of Malkus is V'Hayim Ben Hakas Rasha. That when one testifies falsely, he's going to get Malkus. That's the Lashon of V'Hayim Ben Hakas Rasha. Okay, but ask the Gemara, you're getting rid of being Mevatel, that Pasuk of V'Hayim Ben Hakas Rasha, because you're not doing the Malkus. Ella, what's the answer? Why are we not worried about both these cases, Chavala Edim Zaymim? Because the case of Eidim Zaymim, famously, first Mishnah Makkas, when Mekayim, the Pasuk of Mehayim Menachas Rasha, in a case of Ben Grisha Bechlutza, where you're not going to have mammon, there's no mammon there, you're not going to make him pay money. Rather, you make the Eidim Zaymim, you give them Malkus. If they try to make someone else Ben Grisha Bechlutza, you give them Malkus. So that's the Kiyim of the Mehayim Menachas Rasha. So as long as you have one scenario where you fulfill the Pasuk, that's sufficient. And similarly, you can have a case where you can have malchus over mammon. What's that case? The case could be, we just referenced it a moment ago. Let's say he strikes his friend and he deals him a blow that's not worth the shavar pruta. He's not going to pay mammon there. What's he going to get? Malchus. The person who gave the blow less than shavar pruta will get malchus. So you have a case where malchus will take hold, and therefore it's not considered that you're being mevatel the pasuk of Leisef, or being mevatel the pasuk of the Hayim ben Hakas Rasha, because there's a case of malchus. So guess what? Achaisanami, in our case as well, the Gemara says our deflection, our explanation, why our Biechana doesn't like Ula's Pshat, is because he's getting rid of the din malchus the pasuk. Not true. Achaisa doesn't get malchus in a normal case where he's ma'anas achaisa because he's going to have the punishment of mammon. But in the case of Naira, you're not going to have the punishment of mammonis. But what if you have a case of Begeris? Ika lekume b'chais Begeris. In a case where she's not a Naira, in a case where she's already a Begeris, where there no longer is Knas, avad there would be Malkus. So if anything, actually the most common one of the scenarios we just picked up, by Im Zaymim, we're saying by almost all cases, it'll be Mama na Malkus, except for Ben Grisha Bechlutza. And by Chavala, only a Chakala Sa Shapruta. Whereas over here, by our case, by the case of Ma'anas Achaisai, anytime she's over the age of 12, she's a Begeris, you'll have the din of you have the din of malchus. You have the din of karis also. You have the din of malchus, and you just won't have the din. You won't have the din of mammon, because only in the case where she's a naira, and according to Chachamim, younger than naira, according to Meir, not even that, but according to Chachamim, younger than naira, only then 12 and a half and under do you have the din of mammon over malchus. But over 12 and a half, you have the malchus. So what do you mean you're being mevatel the din of malchus? That can't be the pshat in Rabbi Yechonon. Says the Gemara. Actually, before we go further, just a side point. It's just a nice idea to chazer. This idea from really Gemara Makkas, it's a famous concept. Taisa is just bothered that why is this considered? Why is Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza considered a proper edus, which is subject to Hazama, Ayidei, giving malchus? That should be a problem of edus shi'atach lazima. The halacha is that you only accept edus if you're able to mazim the edim. And what's Taisa's understanding of this question is being mazim the edim includes giving them the punishment they wanted to give to the victim. So the chayra, if you're not able to give the punishment to give to the victim, because you can't make stam a random aid of Ben Grusha Mechalutza, what are you giving him? Giving him malchus? How is that a kiyum of, how's that a case of, of Edus Shataya Chalazima. How is that called Edus? That you could be Mazim the Edim. You're not going to make them what they wanted to do. Answer Tosfos famous Yisrael. Again, we discuss this. It will come up again in Makkos Daf Beis, but comes up elsewhere in Shas, Tosfos, that Makkos takes the place of Yachalazima. Just like if they wanted to cause them $100 loss, they now have to pay $100. If they wanted to cause the guy to get killed, they get killed. If they wanted to cause them to become a Gush Mechalutza, them getting Malkus, that's also considered a sufficient, the satisfying the clause of Edus Shatayachal Lazima. Okay, says the Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Yechanan. Hi, Tachas. So the Gemara really is back to the question. Why does Rabbi Yechanan not say like Ula? Ula learned from Tachas Tachas that when you have Mammon and Malkus, the punishment is Mammon. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't agree to that. Why is it done this way? By the way, there's a very important point over here, which really we could be asking, that Ula is based on Xer Shavas. So there's really two points. Point number one is, the Gemara doesn't ask, why does Ula not learn like Abayechanan? The Gemara does not ask, why does Ula not like Abayechanan? Why does the Gemara not ask that? Because Rambam points out, famously, that we say Xer Shavas are based on what one learned from his Rebbe. One learns from his Rebbe as a Messiah on Xer Shavas. You can't just stop random make Xer Shavas. As Rambam points out, there's many times in the Torah they have words that are repeated. You're not going to say everyone's automatic Xer Shavas. So how do you know which one's Tadashi Xer Shavas? It must be a Messiah from one's Rebbe. So to ask on Ula why he doesn't like a Bechanan, and why does he learn from Tachas, why does Ula learn from Tachas Tachas? He has a Messiah from his Rebbe, Tavik Zer Shavah. That's why he learned that way, and he's not going to learn any other way. So that's not a kasha on Ula, why he doesn't like a Bechanan. But by the same token, the first point that you get the question the other way. Why is someone asking our Bechanan, why does he not learn like, why is someone asking our Bechanan, why he does not learn like Reb, like Ula, L'chayre, you could say he didn't have the Messiah. He didn't have the Gezer Shavah, the Gezer Shavah from his Rebbe. That's a simple question. By the way, the answer has to be that this drush of Tachas Tachas, we know Rabbi Yechanan agreed to. He didn't agree to that, meaning there was a Gezer Shavah of Tachas Tachas that existed, that he had a Messiah from his Rebbe, that there's such a Gezer Shavah. When to apply it to this Psuk and this Tachas Tachas or not, that maybe wasn't clear, but even Rabbi Yechanan agrees to the concept overall of Tachas Tachas, and therefore asking, why is he not using it in our case? On that, the Gemara says, a second answer, Amalach Rabbi Yechanan, Hai Tachas HaShe'ina, Mebayi Lech HaDabaya, the Pasuk Tachas is not extra. This Tachas is an extra for Gzeir Shavu. Why? Because you need for Abaya, Dom Abaya, Amakar Tachas HaShe'ina, Tachas HaShe'ina tells me, Hai Tachas HaShe'ina, Mechal Degabay Shav Begam. I may have thought that when the Torah obligates Knas, 50 Shkalm of Knas, maybe that encompasses all the payments. Maybe when someone is Nebuch Ma'anis, a young girl, he has pays Knas, but that includes Baishas, Pagam, that's the Torah is giving a price tag for all the payments. 50 shkalm includes everything. How do I know that it's a separate payment, Knas, and on top of that, there's Baishas, Pagam, because the Pasuk says, Tachas Asha'ina. The Knas is for Tachas Asha'ina. That's Stama Knas for the Ina. That doesn't include the Baishas and the Pagam. Ula, Taka, Ula used Tachas Tachas to teach me he paid Mammon and not Malkus. How does he know that the Baishas Begam is separate from the 50 Shkolim from the Knas? Nafkla mit Ravi, learns from Rava, Tamarava, Amar Krav, Vanasa Nisha Shechi Vima, La Via Naira, Chamishu Kasav. The Pasuk says that the Ish, a Shechi Vima, that's the key words. Why are we repeating the words? The context of this is talking about someone that violates a young girl. And we're saying he has to pay the father of the girl. Let it just say, Vanasana Ish, La Via Naira. What's the lashon of Vinasana Ish Hashaychi Vima? What's it stressing? Hashaychi Vima. Vinasana Hashaychi Vima, Lavianaira, Chamishim Kasef, Hanashchi Vachamishim. What we learn from here is the stress of Hashaychi Vima tells me that the 50 Shkolim is, so to speak, for his Hanashchi Vima, for his Hanav Hashchi Vima, that alone separately causes him an obligation of 50 Shkolim. However, Mechlal. But Baishas Begam is still separate. This is for Hanash Kiva alone. Other payments are still in effect, namely Baishas Begam. So there's different sources to say that the Knas does not include all, it's not encompassing all payment that is Chayiv. It just is the Knas payment. Baishas Begam is still separate. Rabbi Yechanan learned to Betachas HaShe'ina, and therefore he didn't learn like Ula. Ula, which is a Bayez Drasha. Ula will learn like Rav's Drasha, that what? That you know it from Vinasana Ish HaShe'ich Yivima tells me the separate payments. Okay. Now we have,
why does the Gemara just ignore Tsari?
Before, back on the Flamme Beis, we had learned that from the Lashon of Yad B'Yad, that teaches me that Zayman, when we weren't sure if Zayman pay Mammon or get Malkus, we said Yad B'Yad tells me, Tzavri Nitim Yad Yad, that's how you know that by Zayman you do Mammon and not Malkus. The Gemara now is going to be another source on Zayman. Once we brought up the topic, the Gemara is going to be another source on Zayman. Okay. Says Gemara. Actually, before one other point, just, we always speak of this Taz, so I feel like Agamara was a nice source reference to the Taz. The Gemara earlier, top of the Talmud, so Gemara was asking that the Gemara had asked, or I suggest, Rabbi Yechanan had said that because you're going to be mevatel the pasuk of Malkus, if you give mamet over Malkus, it can't be that there's no Malkus by the case of a chesed. The Gemara asked, what do you mean? Chavala, you're doing mamet over Malkus, and Edom Zayim, you're doing mamet over Malkus, and it's not considered uprooted the pasuk, because you find the case, there's a case of Malkus by Edom Zayim, by Ben Gurion, by Chutza, there's a case of Malkus by Chavala, by Shavar Pruta, so too, there's a case of Yabrias, of Malkus by Geras. Okay, but the Gemara's idea that as long as I find a case, that satisfies the whole pasuk. As long as I find a case of Ben Grisha Bechlutza, that satisfies the pasuk of Malkus. One case satisfies the pasuk. One case of Ein Shavruta satisfies the pasuk of Malkus by Chavala. So that really fits beautifully with the famous Taz. We spoke of the Taz. Taz S by Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it comes up. We've quoted it in 10 different places throughout Shas. We quote this. This Taz is relevant, but the home base of it is Rosh Hashanah, where we say that we don't pull shayfer from Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Taz. You shouldn't pull shayfer any year. Why? Because we know there's a gzeira on Yom Tov and Shabbos that we don't do klei shir. We don't blow musical instruments because you don't play musical instruments because you make up to fix them. Klei shir is aser. So shayfer lechorei should be aser. First he says shayfer is not really klei shir, but then he says that you say the Sikha Teretz, that if you're going to say that there's a gazir, you make it to fix Kleshir, and if you can't pull Shefer Rosh Hashanah, you're uprooting the din of the Teirin Gansin. You're completely uprooting the din of the Teirin. You cannot completely, the Chachamim, even with the gaziris, they'll uproot Shefer on Shabbos. They'll uproot Lulav on Shabbos. They're going to uproot mitzvah for a specific time, but to uproot it totally, the Torah says do it. You can't uproot it totally. Same idea by bris milah on Shabbos. You can't say that don't do bris on Shabbos because you make up to carry a knife, you make up to carry the baby. Why? Because the Torah is a specific drasha that you do bris milah on Yom Hashmini, even if it's Shabbos. You do bris milah on Yom Hashmini. You can't uproot the drasha in Gansan. Famous, you say for the task, it just fits very well with Agamara that as long as you have one place that is still going to be mekuyim, that's not called uprooting it. Right? The Taz idea is you can't uproot it totally. As long as you have one place, it's not called uprooting it. In Agamara, we had a few of those scenarios that was saying as long as you have less than a shafruta or a case of Ben Grisha Bechlutza, that would not be called uprooting it totally. A nice tushdel early in the daf to the Taz. Okay, says more further. Rav Loza Aimer, what's the source again that Edom Zayim pay Mammon and not Malkus? Simple, because they're not Bnei Asura. You can't give them Asura. And Rav explains, I'm Rav Teda. Nisru Bu Amos, this is Mammon a Shas Gemara coming up of Techidei Dibur. Nisru Bu Amos, when are you going to give the Edom Asura? Nisri b'meikara, give him asura like a while before they do the act of edus testifying. I'm ishtel, they can easily say they forgot. That's what's going to be close to the ma'isa. Nisri b'shas ma'isa, you need more in the edim b'shas ma'isa. That's not a good idea. You know why? Because if we start warning edim b'shas ma'isa that if you're zaymimim, you're going to throw the book at you. You think it's a good, great idea? It's a problem because it's going to scare off valid edim. Edim were saying the truth. They're going to say what? They think we're liars. Why should we bother? They think we're liars. It's scaring us off that if we're lying, they're going to throw the book at us. Why should we testify? Bechlal, but we're just going to get ourselves in trouble. You're going to scare off kosher edim. Nisru b'shas ma'isa parshu masadi. They'll be perished. They won't say edus. Nisru b'safe and give them a warning post the edus. My dav ave. They already testified. It's too late to give a warning post facto after the edus. So when exactly could you give asra? And therefore, says Rava, it must be not giving asra, and therefore it's really Reb Elazar explaining. So if you're not giving asra, you can't be mechayev malchus. Mummy can mechayev. If I cause you monetary damage, I can mechayev mummy without asra. But malchus, you can't give one a punishment of malchus without asra. That's why Edom Zayim, since we know we're talking about cases there's no asra, Edom Zayim must not be getting malchus. It must be they get mammon. Maskla Abaya, Vinisri Techidei Dibur, Ask Abaya, what do you mean? Why don't you give him asra Techidei Dibur of their Edus? Let them say Edus. You're not going to scare them away. And then Techidei Dibur of the Edus, let's give them Hasra. And therefore, that'll be considered close enough to Techidei Dibur. We know it's Kedibur Dami. That's considered Hasra. Bishas the Edus, that'll be sufficient. Says Gemara. Maskla of Achabarei Ravika, Vinisri Maker, Vinisri Ramzi. Another question. Why don't you give Hasra earlier, like we said before, give earlier. What are you going to say? That you're going to forget later? Meaning, Gemara was okay. If you give Asura earlier, it's not going to prevent them from saying Edus later, because it's not Mamish Peshas Maisa. They give me Asura, and they feel threatened and accused, and therefore they're going to keep quiet. This is Asura earlier. It's a general Asura. They know that any Edim that come testify, if they testify falsely, they'll be punished. General Asura. And then closer to the Maisa, you're going to tell them what they're going to say they forgot. Give them a warning. Just remember what we said earlier. That's all. And that seems less ominous. That's less scary that they're not going to stop them from testifying, but it'll be enough to remind them of the Asura. So why is that not good Eitzah? Samur has two good Eitzahs. Adar Abaye. Abaye himself was chayzer from his own tayin. Why? Because he'll have milsi damri. It's what I wanted to suggest is not true. Abaye comes up with a new reason. He's not going to, his question on Rava about how to give Asura, that question still stands. That is question, and the question of, meaning do it Techidei Dibur, or the question of Rabbi Dravika, do it earlier and then just give a reminder later, those questions stand. But Abaye is another proof that there's no Asura. It says Abaye, And then, which means if you don't give them warning, you're not going to kill them for trying to testify to falsely to kill someone else. They came to kill someone without Asra. Obviously, it's no Asra because the guy was innocent. They made up a story to kill someone without Asra, and they're only going to be killed, punished if there is Asra. I had to steer to the parsha. You need kashasam lasses. It's not kashasam. They wanted to punish that asra, and therefore it only makes sense that they get their punishment with asra. So edim zaymim don't need asra based on the context of the psukim by azama. Just like they were not giving azama to their victim, so too they were not entitled to asra either. That is a bias verse. So it must be talking about the no asra. That is a bias tightness. So not like we say before that there's no attempts to asra. We can come with it to Asura, but it can't be talking about Asura because otherwise it wouldn't be considered a proper Kasher Zam. Before we see the Gemara's question on this, this opens up a big, big topic of discussion. We're saying that Teich de Dibur, Abai suggested you give Asura, let the Aim Zem testify, and give Asura Teich de Dibur of their Aedis. Now there's a big Shaila. First of all, Teich says, how's that work? The Asura alone is longer than Teich de Dibur. The Aedis said her Aedis already. Now you give them Asura after they finish the Aedis. The Asura itself is long Teich de Dibur. You're long past Teich de Dibur by the time they finish the Asura. Answer, Teich de Maskel, Vinisri. Not Nisri, Vinisri. Second Vinisri Teichvis. Vinisri, but Teich de Dibur, says Teichvis. That the famous Yisrael calls man v'yishleim at the calls man shasukim ba'isay dover chashav akol teich de dibur. There's a Yisrael Teis already puts forth a makas davav. He brings connection to that Gemara. That as long as yasukim ba'isay inyan, that's called teich de dibur. Teich de dibur is not just, we know teich de dibur typically means the amount of time it says to say shalom aleichem Rabbi Mari. And Teis is saying over here that enachrami, that is this man normally, but as long as you be Isaac in that inyan, that's also called Teich de Dibur, as long as you're Isaac in the inyan, and it wouldn't be a problem to be Tafka within those words. Teis would be other examples where this concept applies. So big Kiddush, big Yisayid from Teis in Teich de Dibur, number one. Number two, two other quick points. We now have time to focus on the whole sig of itself, the whole shir of itself, Teich de Dibur, but two other quick points on the top of Teich de Dibur. First of all, one of the Rishayim, I've got where I saw it, one of the Rishayim brings that the idea of Teich de Dibur is a Gzeira Drabanan. The idea of Teich de Dibur is a Gzeira Derabanan, which means, it sounds like Midaraisa, Teich de Dibur wouldn't help. But the Rabbanan Magazer, and the case was that a person is in the middle of doing, let's say, a business deal, and his Rebbe comes by, and if he's not going to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, it's lack of covenant for his Rebbe. But he wanted to throw in a clause, he wanted to throw in a Tanai or some sort of clause within the business deal. So if you don't give him the Tzman of Teich de Dibur, he's going to lose out that opportunity, so he's going to be stuck in a rock and hard place. Either he disrespects his Rebbe, or he loses out his money on the deal. So therefore, the Chamo Geizer Teich de Dibur, that is the explanation of one of the Rishayim. I forget who says it. The problem with that explanation is, the big issue is, we constantly apply Teich de Dibur on the Reisa level. Big Chiddush. In our case, our Gemara, we're explaining it cannot be that you get Malkus by Edom Zayimim. Why? Because there's no way to give Asra. On that, Abai says, no, Avetza, give him Asra Teich de Dibur. If the whole Dim Teich de Dibur is a Takanas Chachamim, because of a case where the guy is going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place, disrespecting his Rebbe, messing up his deal, how is that going to be that every Edom Zayim, you know when they get the Asra? They get the Asra Teich de Dibur. Teich de Dibur didn't even exist. B'shas Torah. It was a rabbinic takana. That would be an indication that it's more than just a rabbinic takana. There's some sort of derisa element. And many places in Shas, Teich de Dibur is used in a derisa form. So it's you have to know how this Shitas Rishayim reconciles with that idea. One other big point, I mean, again, a lot more to speak out. One other big point on Teich de Dibur is, what's B'shas Teich de Dibur? Is Teich de Dibur the B'shas that there's an ability to be Chayzer? What I did was done, but there's an ability to be Chayzer. And theoretically, if I'm not Chazer, what I did was done from, let's say, Teich de Dibur, let's just make up, takes 2 seconds, it doesn't, but let's say it takes 2 seconds, let's make up that's the shear. Teich de Dibur was 2 seconds. So what I had already done, completed, was done 2 seconds ago. There's just a window of opportunity within 2 seconds to be Chazer in that, but if I'm not Chazer, itak was finished 2 seconds ago, or no. The way it works is Teich de Dibur means like my act is extended through Teich de Dibur, it's takana nigmar till that point. It's not finished till that point. Teich de Dibur is like in real time. So l'chayra, agamara would be a shtikaraya, a Teich de Dibur. It's not just a chazara. Agamara, a little bit, sounds like it's not a chazara. It's more that I'm not finished my edus yet. As long as it's Teich de Dibur, we give a warning, and then, according to Teich, we extend it to cause my shosukum isinyan, and therefore, yeah, it could be chayza, but it's more than me chayza. You give me a warning after I spoke already, it would be more like, it's considered real time. Teich de Dibur is real time, not just ability to be chayzer. A clearer raya than our Agamara is a shtickle raya. A clearer raya is famous, it's a Gemara, halacha about kriya. If chalila, a person gets a terrible basura, that one of his 7 close relatives passed away. So he has to write kriya. He's got to tear kriya. He goes to tear kriya, And then he finds out from the people giving the information saying, we made a mistake. When we told you the fellow was dead, he wasn't dead yet. He only died just now. He died after you did the Kriya. He died after the Kriya. Says the Gemara, the halacha is, as long as the Kriya was done, teich de diber of the person ultimately dying, so the person died after the Kriya, but teich de diber of the actual Kriya, it's still called the Kriya. You mekayim the din of Kriya, even if the nifta took place after the Kriya, as long as it was teich kadei diber. If teich kadei diber is a verdam min chayzer, a verdam just undoing, how is the fact that a premature Kriya going to help? It must be that teich kadei diber is more than that. The pshat is called real time. Anything that's within teich kadei diber is all called the same second. It's considered as if it's all the same time. It's real time. It's not just a power of chazara. Interesting raya, beautiful raya for the idea of Kriya. Okay, says the Gemara. So back to question, Abaye says it cannot be that you have a warning asura by Zaymim because it wouldn't be equitable. It wouldn't be kasha zamam, and therefore once there's no asura, of course Eidim Zaymim do mamam and not malchus. That was the explanation for Abaye's answer. Maska for some of Yirmiya. Which ultimately we don't learn from Kasha Zamam. We don't learn from the din of Kasha Zamam. We learn from other drushas. So over there, you should not need Esra. Because the whole reason why he's saying you don't need Esra is because Kasha Zamam eliminates Esra. Bengush Bechlutza, which is not learned from the pasuk of Kasha Zamam. Where is learned from, by the way, just again, Makas Tavez, it's learned from Vahai Ben Hakas Rasha. There's a case, Fitzdika Sadak Vashias Rasha, Vahai Ben Hakas Rasha, Vidashin, and then a case where they want to make Ben Gush Bechlutza, and they're found to be false Edom, you should give Malkas, that's the Drasha, by the case of Ben Gush Bechlutza. So over there, there's no Kasha Zamam, so maybe they should have to be Asra, says the Gemara, no. Amar Kram Mishpat Echad Yilachem, the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, the Pasuk says, there should be one Mishpat Shavu Kolchem. It says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, Vidashin, that the whole Parsha, by Kasha Zamam, has one din. There's one din. The whole parasha Kasha Zamam is going to have one din. Not going to have a din of Hasra by Begrusha Bechalutza, but by other Eidus of Kasha Zamam, you don't need Hasra. Nah, it's going to have one din across the board, and therefore you never need Hasra, even though you don't have the exclusion of Kasha Zamam in the case of Begrusha Bechalutza. Next case. Next source, as you say. We're coming to explain again, how do you know you get Mammon and not Malkus? Says the Gemara, this is coming to explain not Edom Zaymim. This is going back to explain on Chavala. How you know by Chavala you get Mammon and Malkus? Rav Shisha Beit of Idi Amar, Chayv v'Chaveri Nami, Mammon and Malkus Lelaki Mehacha. The source that by Chayv v'Chaveri, when does Chavala, that he should be subject to both Mammon and Malkus, the source that he gets only one is Ksei Rishasai. But the source that one is Mammon and Malkus is as follows. Two men are fighting, and they hit a woman that was pregnant, and it causes her to miscarry. Nebuch. Vamar Belazar, B'matzah Shemisa, because the Pasuk is talking about a fight to the death. They're trying to kill each other. What's the source? The Siv, the Masaniya, Venasata Nefesh, Chazafesh. If there is a death blow, if there is a murder, in this case, actually, some pasuk is if the woman gets killed, then nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. There is a chiyuv of nefesh tachas nefesh. Even the chiddush over there, even though he didn't intend to kill the woman, he intended to kill his friend, but because he intended to kill and he killed, he's gonna be chayev. Now, what's the case? Heichidami, idle asrbe. If there's no asra, how are you giving the guy chiyuv misa for killing without asra? That can't be. Amay mikmiktel. Why would he get a chiyuv misa? Elapshi tadasbe. Must be he was warned. That if he goes and he hits his friend and kills his friend, he's going to be chayav misa. He was warned, and he tried to do it anyway. Umustra now, the case is we had a warning. Umustra, what happened by mistake? Instead of hitting this friend, he hit this woman instead. And let's go to the case where he didn't actually kill her. He knocked out the vladim. The vladim is the miscarriage, and now he has to pay mumminus. And we have to say that musru davar chamer have musru davar kal. Being warned for the death penalty, for the punishment of misa, capital punishment, is considered a warning also for a weaker punishment such as Malkus, when one's Chayv b'Chaveri, he's Chayv Mammon and Malkus. So the warning for the Misa is a warning for Malkus as well. Remember, we spoke out that Mammon doesn't necessarily need a warning. Malkus needs a warning. So Musra d'Bechamer, warning for Misa, is also a warning for Malkus. V'yam Rachmana, V'leya Asan, Anish Yanish. The Pasuk says, there shouldn't be, if there's no death, he should be punished to pay Mammon. So we see that in a case where there's a Chayv Malkus and a Chayv Mammon, you pay Mammon, not Malkus. Again, why would we have Malkus there? The Gemara is basing on one major assumption, because there was a warning in this case of the two guys fighting. The warning was for the punishment of Misa, for capital punishment, but we hold, here's the key assumption, that Musra Davar Chamer, a warning for something which is more Chamer, will also be considered a warning for Davar Akal. So a warning for Misa is considered a warning for Malkus as well. Ask Markasha, Mask of Ashi, who told you that warning for Tavar Chomer is indeed a warning for Tavar Kal? And through that, you're able to say the fact you have to pay Mammon is a right that Mammon beats a Malkus. Who told you? Maybe I'll tell you, maybe warning from your Tavar Chomer is not a warning for Tavar Kal. So there's no Malkus here, Bechlal. There's either Misa if you would have murdered, there's Mammon in the case where he didn't cause a murder, and therefore it's Mammon alone. There's no Malkus to be with the Mammon. Says Gemara. Maybe there's no warning from Malkus. You don't say Musa Tavakal. And Intimus Mahave, and yes, further. And even if you want to say that, yeah, Musa Tavakhamer is Musa Tavakal. Even if you want to say there was a warning for Malkus, because the warning from Misa, it serves as an automatic warning for Malkus as well. That's if you hold Misa's for sure Mohammed, there's a Pella of a line of Gemara. When somebody's Mohammed, the warning includes the item which is Morkal. So you want to say that the warning for Misa is a warning for Malkus. Who told you Misa's Mohammed the Malkus? Dilma Tapavan Beis. Dilma, you know what's Mohammed? Dilma Malkus Chamer. Why? What would be a proof to even have a Hamina to say that Malkus is more Chamer? Says the Gemara. Dilma Malkus Mohammed, Damarav, Ilmoli Nagdil Chanai Mishal Vazaya, Pochul Tama. Unbelievable Gemara. If the Mechanaim Shazaya, we know they're thrown to Kifshin Eish, and they were willing to give up their life. Said Rav, if they were getting Malkus, then maybe the Lashon is a maybe. The Lashon is they would have bowed down to the Pochul Atzalma, they would have bowed down to the Tzalim. Meaning they're able to withstand giving up their lives, but they wouldn't be able to withstand Malkus, which sounds like Malkus is Mochamer. Of course, a Pella of a line. The Chanaim Shazaya, we know them, we remember them so well, we remember them for giving up the lives of Mace and Ephesh, and here the Gemara throws a big monkey wrench. Yeah, they were willing to give the lives, they wouldn't be willing to be subject themselves to Malkus. A Pella of an idea. The Tesis explains, Tesis says that Chas v'Shalom not to make a mistake and think that they wouldn't have been willing to do both if it came to a real tzelem. I'm in Taisus about midway of the second Taisus of the page. I say tzelem lehaya avayis chavam amish elay asul lekavin amelach. It wasn't really a tzelem for avayis zara. It was a tzelem that was made for the honor of the king. And even so, they felt that it was a kiddush Hashem to not bow to the king to show that they are the only specific to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if they had to, bowing to the Tzelem is not a Avodah Zarah, and therefore they're able to. And therefore, to give up their lives, which we're saying now, is less chomer, is less difficult, that they're willing to do. But if they would be getting Malkus, that they wouldn't be able to survive. But again, all based on the premise that this wasn't Mamash Avodah Zarah. Had been Avodah Zarah, you know, it's one of the Gemach Hamuras, they have to give up your life. Certainly, Malkus also, they wouldn't give in to the Avodah Zarah just because the Malkus, that is a taste. But this gets back to machlekes we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, a big machlekes Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether one can choose to go lefnei mishuras hadin and give up their life. Rambam holds that you can't choose in a case we're not machlev to give up one's life to give up his life. That's obviously he's doing it for a mitzvah purpose, kiddush Hashem purpose. But it's ma'abas ma'adas. You can't kill yourself just because you want to make a demonstration of being extra machmer lefnei mishuras hadin. If there's no obligation to give up one's life, one's not allowed to give up his life. That's Rambam. So according to Rambam and Ramban, lechur agrees. Over here, it was a real tzelem. It's the pashas, that's the mashmais. It was indeed a real tzelem. You have to explain what's going on over here. That was saying that they would not have survived. They want to say it's a guzma ba'alma. The first one explained that the Gemara just means to say mark is so difficult that not that they avada chanam shavzayah would have survived, but it's just trying to bring out how difficult Malkus is, but Avada, they would have still not given it to Avodah Zarah. It's a little bit more sure. You have to understand exactly what the Gemara is saying over here. But either way, the Gemara wants to make a proof from this Lashon of Rav that Malkus Mochamer then Misa. Amay of Samar, Breder of Asi. The Rav Ashi, biggest side. This is saying it's going to come twice in this Amud. Very simply, so it says the Marvel, Shani Lach, Ben Akash, Yeshla Kitzvah, Ben Akash, Yeshla Kitzvah. Even in Rav's scenario, it wasn't a Malkus of 39 Malkus or any specific number. It would have been indefinite torture until they give in. Yeah, so indefinite torture until they give in. Eventually, naturally, a person may Chalila succumb. It's nature. A person will eventually succumb to torture. Of course, that's worse than Misa. But we're not comparing endless torture to Misa. We're comparing Malkus, which is Megval, the dinter of Malkus and Megval, to at most 39 Malkus. So that's, of course, less than Misa. Therefore, your taina that Malkus is not a Chomer, that second taina is not a taina. Maskam Yakim Harpukkad. He has Viter on this, on Rav Shisha's source. Rav Shisha had asked Rav Shisha said the source they have mammon and amalkus is because when you have the asim between two friends that are hurting each other, they're subject to malchus and mammon, and the punishment is mammon. You have a raya that mammon wins. So Rav Yaakov Harapakar, yes, not so fast. Hanichlo Rabban Dam Nefesh Mamish. You touch the puzzle. The nefesh of them means real nefesh. We're referring to real chiv misa. Eller Rabbi Damar mammon. The whole chiv over there is mammon bechlal. The whole chiv over there was referring to mammon bechlal. Michael Amemer, he's saying someone who's muster warned the davar chamer, namely misa, is muster's warned for davar kal, namely malchus. Over there, we weren't talking about misa bechlal. The whole warning was the whole subject, the whole punishment over there of nefesh tachas nefesh was like we say ayin tachas ayin, which is only a mammonistic punishment. So we never were discussing even a punishment of misa, and therefore you have no source. Ella Rav Yaakov Rav Pukad Mishmei Derava says Melcha. I'll bring you a different source than when you have mammon and malchus, that mammon wins out by chavala. Why? Because when a person hits his friend, the pasuk says Im Yaakov, he gives his friend a death blow, but the guy doesn't die right away. So what do? We say as follows: Im Yaakov, if the guy gets up and he walks b'chutz, then the one who strikes him is clear. He's clear of death penalty because he didn't commit murder. Now, why do you think a pasuk got to tell me if the victim gets up on his feet, then the guy doesn't get killed? Would I think the assailant gets killed even if the victim is still walking around? Ella, Malami, what's teaching me is as follows. Shechef Shesha means in the interim we lock him up. In the interim we lock the guy up. If the victim dies, we take and give misa to the assailant. But if the victim doesn't die, then the perpetrator gets punished with rak shifta yitin. He's got to pay the sheves and rabbi rapi. He's got to pay the doctor bills, the time off from work, and the doctor bills. Now, hechnami, what's the case? If they didn't give masra, that if this guy dies, if you hit this guy and he dies, you chayv misa. If he didn't give masra, then my mikta, why would he get killed if the victim dies? He wasn't given asra. El pshita, obviously, asra. There was asra. Umusu davar chamer, umusu davar kal. Same type of lines as before. And obviously, one who got asra for davar chamer, for misa, for capital punishment, also is musa for the malchus. We know when one hits his friend, pen yasif, there's a lav. You should be careful, le yasif. We know there's a lav. One subject to malchus as well. So musa davar chamer is musa davar kal. The warning for the misa is also a warning for the malchus. It serves automatic as a warning. And yet, what's the punishment? Rak shiftayit of Rabbi Rappe. Vam Rachmana, shiftayit of Rabbi Rappe is a monetary punishment. When there's no Misa, there's going to be Malchus and Mammon, and yet the punishment that gets meted out is the Mammon. There's a raya that Mammon wins out when there's Mammon and Malchus. Maskar Vashi, same as the Tertus before. Same as the deflections before. The Maid Musul Levachamer, Havasavakal, who told you that being warned for Misa is considered, who told you that Bechlau being warned for Mochamer is warned for Tavakal? Number one, Dilma Lehavi. Maybe your whole assumption is wrong. Being warned for Muhammad the thing is not considered a warning for a less chamer dika thing. Number one. Number two, Vim Tzlema Havi. And even if you say that being warned for more chamer is considered warned for less chamer as well, the Ma'id Mis Chamer, who told you Misa is more chamer, the Mamakas Chamer, maybe Makas more chamer. There's a word for the Gemara Tap Damed. So I'm Rav. Ilman Lagdi Lechanei Meshozaya. If Lechanei Meshozaya would have been given a punishment of Malchus, then Pochul Tzalma, they would have bowed to the Tzalma, to the Tzalim, to the statue. Amr, so meaning Malchus could be more chamer. On the second time that the Gemara makes the same deflection again, that just because they would have given in, like Rav says, maybe that's an endless Malchus, and an endless Malchus with no gvul, that's more chamer than Misa, not a raya that just from endless torture isn't a raya that any Malchus. That's Gemara. Amr of Rav Sambri, Rav Asi, Liravashi. Rav Sambri, Rav Asi, Rav Ashi. Rav Sambri, Rav Ashi, Liravashi. Vilei Shanan Lecha, Bain, do not make a chiluk between an endless hakah, not an endless hakah. That's not a taina. You can't say that just because by Chaim Mishav Zaya, Rav says that had they been given endless torture, they would have given in. That's not a right that every malchus more chamer than misa. No, every malchus could be more kal than misa. Only endless torture. Okay, but the question still stands. The first question: who told you bechlal that when one's warned for more chamer de gazach, it works as a warning for a less chamer de thing? Says Gemara. Maskevla, another question on this Rav Yaakov and Harpukkah's source. Maskev Murray, Maid Bebezin, Venika Mekadla. Who said the case of this is talking about a guy who's trying to kill Bebezin? And Venika means that he's clean. If the victim walks, the assailant is clean from a capital punishment because the guy lived. And had he not lived, the guy would be Chayef Misa because he was trying to kill and he's given a warning. Dilma Beshaig, Venika Megalas. Maybe you took my whole case, the whole case took my Shaigig. The guy hit b'shaigig, wasn't b'chal king's capital punishment, there's no warning. And the din is when one kills b'shaigig, he gets to go to Golos. And that's what I'm saying, that Venika, if the victim lives, then he's clean from going to Golos. Maybe that's what it means. So the more you're right, Kasha, it's Takashver. Takashver, how do you know Venika wouldn't mean clean from Golos? Now, the first should point out, what would be going on over here? What would be going on is that if the guy accidentally hit someone, which causes potential death, and if the fellow dies, the victim dies, the guy's Chayav Golos, so we would lock him up that he shouldn't escape and run away and not go to Golos. That would be the reason to, that would be the reason to lock him up. The problem, the big kasha that the Shita asks, the big kasha the Shita asks is that L'chaira, if we're talking about a case of not, the case certainly is he was trying to hit his friend. That wasn't a question. He was certainly trying to hit his friend. He maybe wasn't trying to kill him, but he's trying to hit his friend. And if he's trying to hit his friend on purpose, that would be considered the chayyur case of Shegi Karv Lemezin. And Shegi Karv Lemezin doesn't have a din of Golos, Azayfik, the Shita Gretz. He brings for the Shita Ishana, she was asked the Kasha. That's a big question that they deal with the chayyur. This wouldn't fit the criteria of Golos. How are you deflecting the raya by saying maybe it's because of Golos? This wouldn't fit the criteria of Golos. The chayyur, it's a little bit late, but I want to really just start the next Gemara. Let's just speak outside. We'll read inside tomorrow, but just read outside quickly the next Gemara, just to point out. The Gemara is going to introduce that Bechlau, our Mishnah Astira, our Mishnah Daf, and our Perek, the first Mishnah says that one's Chayev Knas by violating Echiv Karas, and yet the Mishnah Makas says one's Chayev Malkas for violating Echiv Karas, meaning be Ma'anas, his sister. So, L'chari, you can't have Lake Mishalim, how can you have both? That was the Kasha, he's Chayev Malkas, he's Chayev Mammon. That was a big question. We put a whole bunch of proof, two-block Gemara to explain. Is it Mammon? Is it Malkus? But you definitely don't get both. So what's the case? So we already said Svaras. There was no Asra, maybe. There was no Malkus, but there's no Mammon. We said various Svaras, or for some reason, no Mammon, right? If this case, because you were talking about a Mefuta, where there's no Mammon. Different cases, but Mammon is going to introduce a simple answer that the author is Remeir. The author is Remeir says, we already had Remeir, Lake of Mashalim. That's going to be the longest Gemara. Again, we're going to draw a little bit behind. We'll pick up Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.